All right, good morning. Let's come to order and go on the record, please. I'm Charlotte Mitchell, Chair of the Utilities Commission, and with me this morning are the following commissioners. When I call your name, please announce your presence. Commissioner Brown Bland.
I'm present.
Commissioner Gray.
Good morning.
Commissioner Clodfelter.
Present. Good morning.
Commissioner Duffley.
Good morning.
Commissioner Hughes.
Good morning.
And Commissioner McKissick.
Good morning. Present.
In compliance with the State Government Ethics Act, I remind members of the commission of their duty to avoid conflicts of interest and inquire as to whether any member of the commission has a known conflict of interest with respect to matters coming before us this morning. All right, the record will reflect that no conflicts have been identified, so we will proceed with electric. Item P1, Ms. Boswell.
Good morning. Michelle Boswell, Public Staff of County Division. Item P1 is docket number E7, subs 487, 828, 1026, and 1146, Duke Energy Carolina's existing DSM program cost adjustment rider. On April 1st, 2021, DEC made a filing proposing its annual change to the existing DSM program rider, or EDPR, based on it on the December 31st, 2020 legacy demand-side management deferral account balance. The company requested the new EDPR be effective beginning July 1, 2021. The public staff has reviewed DEC's calculation of the amended proposed EDPR, including the supporting work paper submitted with the filing, and information provided by DEC in response to public staff data request. Based on its review, the public staff determined that the proposed rate decrement is reasonable. Therefore, the public staff recommends that DEC's proposed EDPR be approved, effective for the period July 1, 2021 through June 30th, 2022. A proposed order is attached to this exhibit number P1.
Move approval of the recommendation.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that the item be approved as recommended by the public staff. Are there any questions or discussion on the motion? Hearing none, I'll call the roll for a vote. Indicate your support for the motion with an aye and your opposition with a no. Commissioner Brown Bland.
Aye.
Commissioner Gray.
Aye.
Commissioner Clodfelter.
Aye.
Commissioner Duffley.
Aye.
Commissioner Hughes.
Aye.
And Commissioner McKissick.
Aye.
And for the record, I support the motion as well, and the motion carries. All right, we will proceed now to electric item P2. Ms. Boswell, you're up again.
Yes, ma'am. Item P2 is docket number E7, sub 1026, Duke Energy Carolina's BPM net revenues and non-firm point-to-point transmission revenues adjustment rider. On May 3rd, 2021, DEC filed a proposed bulk power marketing, or BPM, true-up rider and a BPM prospective rider to be effective for the period July 1, 2021 through June 30th, 2022. The public staff has reviewed DEC's calculation of the riders, including the supporting work paper submitted with the filings and information provided by the company in response to public staff data request. Based on this review, the public staff has determined that the proposed riders are reasonable. Therefore, the public staff recommends that DEC's proposed increment BPM true-up rider of 0.0013 cents per kilowatt hour and proposed new decrement BPM prospective rider of 0.012 cents per kilowatt hour be approved to become effective on July 1, 2021 as proposed. A proposed order is attached as exhibit number P2.
I move approval of the recommendation.
I second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that the item be approved as recommended by the public staff. Are there any questions or discussion on the motion? All right, hearing none, I'll call the roll for a vote. Indicate your support for the motion with an aye and your opposition with a no. Commissioner Brown Bland.
Aye.
Commissioner Gray.
Aye.
Commissioner Clodfelter.
Aye.
Commissioner Duffley.
Aye.
Commissioner Hughes.
Aye.
Commissioner McKissick.
Aye.
And for the record, I support the motion as well, and the motion carries. All right, thank you, Ms. Boswell. We'll proceed now to Public Staff Water. Item P1, Ms. Darden, you're up.
Good morning, Lindsay Darden, engineer of the Public Staff Water, Sewer, and Telephone Division. Water item P1, docket number W-1300, sub 68, well, North State Water Company, LLC, filed a notification of intention to begin water utility operations in phases 2 and 3 of Mornington Subdivision in Wake County, North Carolina, and for approval of rates. North State proposes to charge the rates currently approved for the service area. I have one correction to update the bond amounts, and this has been discussed with the commission staff. This correction is also applicable to water item P2. The bond amount should be corrected to state that Old North State currently has $560,000 of bond assigned to specific subdivisions, and $40,000 of the bond amount is unassigned. The public staff recommends assigning $10,000 for each contiguous extension. Therefore, since $20,000 is being assigned concurrently with docket W-1300-74, the remaining unassigned bond surety shall be $20,000. It is recommended that the commission issue the corrected proposed order recognizing the contiguous extension.
I move approval of the recommendation, and that includes the corrected order, proposed order.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that the item be approved as recommended and corrected by the public staff. Are there any questions or discussion?
Madam Chair, I have a general question.
All right, Commissioner Brown Bland.
Ms. Darden, with regard to this item, as well as any contiguous extension item, has the public staff verified that the systems are in fact contiguous?
Yes, we have. The applications, with the application, they're required to file maps that show the connection to the existing system.
All right, I know that's usually the case, but every now and then we sort of overlook that. Thank you very much.
All right, any additional questions or discussion on this motion? Okay, hearing none, I'll call the roll for a vote. Indicate your support with an aye and your opposition with a no. Commissioner Brown Bland?
Aye.
Commissioner Gray?
Aye.
Commissioner Clodfelter?
Aye.
Commissioner Duffley?
Aye.
Commissioner Hughes?
Aye.
Commissioner McKissick?
Aye.
For the record, I support the motion as well, and the motion carries. All right, Ms. Darden, back to you for water item P2.
Water item P2, docket number W-1300-74, Old North State Water Company, LLC, filed a notification of intention to begin water utility operations in phases 2 and 3 of Kanata Mills subdivision in Wake County, North Carolina, and for approval of rates. Old North State proposes to charge the rates currently approved for the service area. The bond amount correction described for water item P1 is also applicable to this docket. It's recommended that the commission issue the corrected proposed order recognizing the contiguous extension.
Move approval of the recommendation.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that the item be approved as recommended by the public staff. Any questions or discussion? All right, hearing none, again with a roll call for the vote, indicate your support for the motion with an aye and your opposition with a no. Commissioner Brown Bland?
Aye.
Commissioner Gray?
Aye.
Commissioner Clodfelter?
Aye.
Commissioner Duffley?
Aye.
Commissioner Hughes?
Aye.
Commissioner McKissick?
Aye.
And for the record, I support the motion as well, and the motion carries. All right, thank you, Ms. Darden. We'll proceed now to public staff water, item P3. Ms. Castleberry, you're up.
Good morning, Gina Castleberry. Item P3 is docket number W-1305-10. On August 7th, 2018, Plurus Hampstead, LLC, filed an application for a certificate of public convenience and necessity to provide sewer utility service at 3 commercial properties in Live Oak Development, Hampstead, Pender County, North Carolina, and for approval of rates. I do have 2 corrections in paragraph number 4. Plurus Hampstead has entered into an agreement for sanitary sewer service dated November 19, 2019, not 11, with the developer, by which the developer will construct and install all of the sewer collection facilities at no charge to Plurus Hampstead. The developer will pay a non-refundable sewer connection fee of $3,200 per 3-bedroom single family equivalent, and additional $1,067 for additional bedrooms beyond the single family equivalent. The total amount would be $9,600. The public staff recommends that the commission issue the proposed order modified to include the commission staff's changes, granting the franchise and approving Fluor's Hampstead's proposed rate.
I move approval of the recommendation.
I second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that the item be approved as recommended by the public staff. Commissioner Brown Bland, does your motion include corrections noted by the public staff today?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
And the second.
All right, thanks, Commissioner Gray. Any questions or discussion on the motion? All right, hearing none, I'll call the roll for a vote. Indicate your support with an aye and your opposition with a no. Commissioner Brown Bland?
Aye.
Commissioner Gray?
Aye.
Commissioner Clodfelter?
Aye.
Commissioner Duffley?
Aye.
Commissioner Hughes?
Aye.
Commissioner McKissick?
Aye.
And for the record, I support the motion as well, and the motion carries. All right, Ms. Castleberry, back to you for public staff water item P4.
Item P4 is docket number W1305 sub 16. On February 3rd, 2020, Fluor's Hampstead LLC filed an application for a certificate of public convenience and necessity to provide sewer utility service at 1015 Island Creek Road, Pendrick County EMS, Rocky Point, Pendrick County, North Carolina. There is one correction in paragraph 5. The applicant paid the approved tap fee of $3,200 per single family equivalent for one connection. The public staff recommends that the commission issue the proposed order modified, including the commission staff's changes, granting the franchise and approving Fluor's Hampstead's proposed rates.
Move approval of the recommendation as proposed with the modification.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that the item be approved as recommended and modified by the public staff. Questions or discussion on that motion? All right, hearing none, I'll call the roll for a vote. Indicate your support with an aye and your opposition with a no. Commissioner Brown Bland?
Aye.
Commissioner Gray?
Aye.
Commissioner Clodfelter?
Aye.
Commissioner Duffley?
Aye.
Commissioner Hughes?
Aye.
Commissioner McKissick?
Aye.
And for the record, I support the motion as well, and the motion carries. All right, thank you, Ms. Castleberry. Okay, the commission has before it for approval its minutes of staff conference June 14, 2021. I'll take a motion.
Approve. Move approval.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that those minutes be approved. Any questions or discussion on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor of approving the minutes indicate with an aye.
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 Is there anyone opposed? All right, minutes are approved. All right, before we adjourn, any additional business for the commission this morning? Okay, hearing none, we will be adjourned. Thank you, everybody. Let's go off the record, please.